This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Comedian Dumiso Lindi, a.k.a. The Rooster, brings together the Xhosa Nostra's funniest comedians under one roof at the Vodacom World in Midrand. And they've just walked into studio. I'm going to introduce you to the man behind the plan, Dumiso Lindi. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yes. Woo. Woo. You guys good?
Did you hear all the applause?
Yep. No.
No, you need to clean your ears. You need to figure that out.
We're waiting for a marching band.
No, they came. They came.
Actually, we're waiting for the Guijo squad.
The what?
The Guijo squad.
You Who's guys Guijo?
The Guijo squad?
Please tell me.
The guys go sing at the Springboks game.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You don't know the Guijo squad?
Did you just
Where
make that up?
Where you been? No.
In Joburg.
What?
Yeah.
They go to every game.
Well, that's wonderful. And Siyabonga Jabulela. All right. So I introduced you saying that you're bringing the Xhosa Nostra's funniest comedians under one roof. Now, do you know that I actually have apprehension when I say that, because I got taken to the BCCSA once at a different radio station for saying the word Xhosa Nostra.
Wow.
So is it now a part of the zeitgeist? Can we say it freely now?
I don't know. I didn't even know you can get in trouble by just saying that.
I got into trouble.
Wow, that's the first time.
So you're not offended? You're not feeling some kind of way?
No.
Le way.
You're the feeling that kind of
la way.
It's very funny. That was daft. I apologize. All right, so we're hearing another voice, and this is the voice of the very talented Isaac Gampu. Hello.
Hello, Fabi.
How are you doing? I'm good.
Good to see you.
So for anyone who doesn't know you, tell us a little bit about you and your ascension into the top echelons of comedy.
Okay, since you've spoken, good morning, Fabi, I'm your fan. Ah. Since she talks about us being the zeitgeist or the mayor, the mafia or the Mossad, we would say I'm that underground guy.
Okay.
But high in the hierarchy of comedy, not always been, you know, like when you pick a heist, you pick a guy who shoots straight to the hip, you pick a guy who drives nicely,
yes,
a guy who doesn't talk a lot. So this, me being picked in this lineup, is like, I'm that guy who just shoots straight, but nobody knows about the guy who does the clean job.
Yeah.
Like Joe Pesci in The Goodfellas.
In The Goodfellas,
yeah. The guy just says, hey, what do you think you're doing there? I'm just gonna come. Maybe because like, oh, Tumbandi Azala. So if you can go slab and go, guess jokes, I'm a Naklasha Lash. Tumbandi Salanga. So
everyone's petrified of you and your amazing prowess.
Yeah.
They don't quite know who this enigma is.
I like it that way. Mm. I'm not selling looks, I'm not selling my face. But it's the product. Because I believe everyone has got the product, but who's got the quality?
Are you selling your face?
I feel like
who's selling their face?
I've never sold my face. I've never made money from my face.
I feel like I'm that guy who keeps on warning everyone, don't mess with Isaac, okay? Don't mess with Isaac. Just wait until he gets on stage.
And people
You'll
forget,
see what's going to happen.
You know what, Demis? I saw that firsthand when I was a kid, like right before varsity. There's a friend of mine. His name was Giuseppe Cristaldi. He was cousins with Giovanni Giacovazzi. They owned a big advertising thing. So we used to go to his house and eat. And I realized this thing of Italians was not only on TV. Mm. His grandfather never spoke, but someone would say what his grandfather's saying.
Oh, really?
Like, when he wants tea, hey, Joe, the boss says he wants tea. Your grandfather's hungry. You know, then I realized that not everybody must have a voice. Someone must have a face, but it's all about work.
Okay, so
By the way, I just want people to understand something about Isaac. Isaac knows a lot of languages.
But we don't sell that.
Mangiare sounds like a real word. You could have made it up, Isaac.
It's food,
Because I
used to even speak to him in Italian, but I don't like Italian.
Why?
Because I don't have to speak Italian.
Yeah.
I'm not staying in Italy. I don't even look Italian.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to be like these guys from Mali. The Madingos, the Bameneke, they can speak French, but they don't.
Ah, yes.
And he's here to negotiate an oil deal, but they'll listen to him because he's got the money. So when you try and speak people's languages, it sounds like there's something you want.
Ah. Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
I know how to pick them.
That's why only Chinese who have spaza shops. That's why only Chinese who have spaza shops try to speak Zulu. They still need money. The real Chinese only speak Mandarin. They don't speak anything else.
My word. My mind is blown.
No.
Okay, so we've spoken about like the Chinese. We've spoken about the Italian. What about the Amaxhosa? What must we know about you?
Keeping up with the closers.
Yes.
Yes.
What must we know? What's the family structure? What's the hierarchy? Who's got the power?
But that's the thing is you need to come to the show to get all of that too. Yeah, because how the show came about is I just noticed that on social media, not a day goes by without seeing somebody post something about closer people this, closer people that, closer people be like, closer people, you know? I was like, you know what? Let me just gather my closer Avengers and let's just go tackle the stereotype.
Okay. And are you the Iron Man of the closers?
Is it Iron Man?
I don't know. Who's
Samuel L. Jackson on?
Ah, yes, him.
Oh, man, I forgot his name there.
I remember it now.
Let's say you're the finger man. You pick the heist. You pick the team.
I'm the guy after the movie has ended, and then people wait for the credits to
go
all the way up.
I love it.
Right at the end, that last clip.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, Nick Fury. Yeah. And then Isaac walks into his house, and then there's me sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
and I'm this poster that is not owned by anyone.
Because you're also 99% Zulu Comedy Festival.
Yeah. So the guys and the closers think, is he really closer? Until you speak closer. But the guys in Joburg like, I'll just say Kasler, but it's easy really close. So I'm like not really the fugitive, I'm the guy who's in between. I'm the
You're like a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
But that's what I like about this lineup is you get the closer lineup, but different kind of closer people from different locations. Oh, yeah. You know?
Right.
You've got Ndosh Madlingos from PE. You've got Luiso Madinga from the side of is it Transkei?
Yeah, Transkei.
Yeah. And then you've got Tets Ngonzo, East London. And then you've got Kanyisa Bunu with a village background. And then you've got a young boy from Eastern Cape called Lupelo Kodwa. Very funny. You know? So it's just... And then you've got Isaac Gampu.
Who's Joburg.
Xhosa, but grew up in Joburg.
What's the biggest misconception about Xhosa people?
It's the same thing with the Jewish people.
Oh, what is that?
That if he's not from Israel, he's a Xhosa. You know,
Who are you?
I'm Isaac Gampu. I say,
how are you 10 different people? Now you're like...
How many people stay in SA? Let's be honest. How many people stay here?
Okay. No, listen. I apologize. I'm listening. Yes.
No, you don't have to apologize. But it's just there.
Israelis, Jewish people, carry on.
Yeah. The Jews in South Africa are the only ones who've got properties in Tel Aviv. That's like Sentin. Everyone doesn't think they're real Jewish because they're not Hasidic or they're something else. And then there's someone who's going to say, he's a Jew from Russia. He must be dangerous. I get that. He can't even fight to save his life.
Right.
So you think that all Chinese know martial arts? No, there's Chinese who can't even lift a leg.
So what does this mean about Xhosa people?
I'm the Xhosa guy that no one really thinks is really Xhosa until I always have to prove myself.
Yeah, but what is your superpower?
What is your superpower?
Like, as a Mosotho, I know my superpower is wearing a blanket, whether it's hot, cold, whatever. I'm always there with my Modiyanyewe and my Knokiri, and I can hurt you with it.
Yeah.
What's your superpower?
Me?
The X.
No,
superpower.
No, the X.
X-Men.
We've outgrown powers. Eh?
Yeah.
Is it?
We've used them.
You're beyond powers.
Oh, yeah, man. We're not. Yeah, we even forget that we're closer because we are. We don't need a reminder. You know, like these guys.
And find a place.
Yeah, like guys who don't believe they are who they are. Like, for instance, Dibanj. He doesn't believe he's Dibanj. Every time he walks in.
You mean? Oh, yes.
Every time he walks in, I'm Dibanj. Like, he doesn't believe he's Dibanj. Like, we know we are closer. You don't need to prove it to anyone. You don't need to remind anyone. We're not pulling a tribal card.
Okay.
We're just that. You know, because some people pull a tribal card when things are bad.
Yeah. And what does that look like? What do you mean?
Like a Zulu serial killer, he'll tell you where he's from. You know, so you must be scared of that. But I'm going to come back to me. I'm going to come back to me. I'm going to come back to me. I'm like, no. We ain't Joe, come, let's fight. Like, don't tell me where you're from. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
You get what I mean? So yes. It's that. We are past that. We're just working.
You know, an aspect of Xhosa people that people have a lot of opinions about is Xhosa women.
Hey. Which I feel like they're misunderstood.
You feel like they're misunderstood?
Yeah, they're misunderstood.
Some of the biggest misconceptions around Xhosa women.
Like they amen.
Do you see
but
how
who
I'm,
doesn't like money?
Do you That's see how what I'm Tawanto. Throwing it at you. I'm not even saying anything. I don't
but
know.
Who doesn't like money? Yeah, but, and what else is there?
And people will hide against the truth and say it's stereotype. It's not stereotype.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's not stereotype. There's nothing as stereotype. Everything is true.
Sure.
Everything.
But you see, now I heard that Western Cape, like Cape Town,
okay,
Xhosa women and Xhosa people are very different to Eastern Cape Xhosa people. This is what I've been told.
Before we answer that, they said, okay, they're different, and then did they give you an example?
So like Eastern Cape people are more kind of down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ubuntu, Bukona, and then Western Cape, forget about it.
Wow.
They will steal your wallet and your bag. This is what I've heard, allegedly. I don't know.
It goes back to what I was saying about how different we are in this lineup, depending where you come from, you know? Just the way we speak.
Yes.
From the conversation I would have with Isaac or Ndosh, I can tell that, okay, this guy is from that area.
Wherever they're from.
Yeah, you know. And it's funny, when I was in Cape Town, I could tell someone who was from Guguletu, Langa, or Khayelitsha.
Oh, you could differentiate.
Yeah, just talking.
I suppose we can differentiate here as well. If someone's from Soweto versus Alex, maybe not so much anymore,
uh-huh.
But back in the day, maybe. I wonder.
Yeah, we all differentiate. Like with me, it's so funny that people, when I talk about my ancestry, people get shocked because they just, you know, when you grew up, you always thought Xhosa boys are these guys who are light skinned, or Dalinyebo, or Tami.
Okay.
And I was just Isaac, and I was just Duck. But now when the people say to me, you know, when they want to test if you're Xhosa, where are you from?
Yeah.
And then they tend to be like, what goes on? And they're like, that's like the first tribe, the first ones who saw the settlers. I'm from that bloodline. Mm. So people get shocked that a Joburg guy would actually know that far. They think I'd say, I don't have anything in the cities. I'm straight there.
And except for First Loras.
Oh, yeah, that's my hood.
That's the hood.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay, so when I first heard about this show, I thought, all right, I love comedy. I love to come to see, especially how comedians think. That's one of my favorite things in the world. But am I going to be at a disadvantage because of language? So is it in English and is Xhosa? Will there be translations on the screen in front of me? What will be happening?
It's going to be in English and Xhosa.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. English and Xhosa.
So everybody will have a fair shot at getting the jokes.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not a Xhosa gathering. It's every. That's why I'm saying keeping up with the Xhosas.
Yeah.
It's we inviting anyone else who want to come through.
Tell me about the comedic landscape. I mean, I think it's become, you guys are the new rock stars in many ways. You know, it's such a cool thing to be able to tell our stories from the stage. Because I know you've been in the game quite a while. So how has it evolved and shifted?
From the time we started to now, totally. It's a big difference. When we started, we were forced to perform in English straight up, you know, because of the audiences that we had to perform for. And then in the past, let's say 10 years, we've had this big wave of black audience, you know, because back in the days, they used to think, my black peeps used to think, to be funny, you have to dress funny, you have to paint your face and look like a clown or whatever. Not understanding this thing of a guy, normal guy standing on stage holding a mic telling jokes. They're like, Aibo. And then I have to pay, man. And then listen to this person. But over time, they got sold to it. They're like, wow, this is awesome. Mm. And then as time went, they were like, okay, we like this, but we also want to hear it in our languages, you know, want to support that. Yeah, so that's where we're at now.
It's very interesting. You watch the evolution of South Africa and how we've had a cultural renaissance, or even like going back to ourselves, and you can see it reflected in the stages of comedy. You really can. It's so fascinating. And so now more and more people coming to shows. Do you ever have a chance to interact with people who've come to your shows? And what is the common feedback that you get?
Oh, man, like what do you mean? Like after a show? Oh yeah. We've got regulars who come to our shows.
Okay.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. You've got guys who've been there since before the change in comedy.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And what it is now, and they really appreciate it. Yeah, you know. And then I remember I did a one man show called Color Mine, and then Zizi Kota was there.
Okay.
Yeah. And he walked out. He's like, "Yeah, great show, man." And then he's like, "You know, as I was watching you there, I was like, you could have done that show in your language, the whole show in your language." You know, I was like, "Oh wow!" Back then, I didn't even think that was could be possible.
Okay.
Yeah, but now we have freedom to do that. I mean, you can do a one man show, do a tour, and everywhere you go, that show is different.
Yes.
You know, you could watch me here, could watch me in Eastern Cape, totally two different shows.
What excites you about what's coming next?
We were the first kids to do Venek before them.
Yeah.
There was this stigma that they were the corporate guys and we were the street guys.
Yes.
That's why I still maintain being underground, because it's funny, I was on another radio station and this chick says to me, "How Isaac has been asked to call me English." Because most of my jokes were never in English. It was always in the township thing. But the content was actually relating to everyone. Mm. So it's actually exciting working with guys who have been there. You know, it's that luck of saying, I've seen the guys who started it, I was in between, and then there's guys coming behind me. And yeah. So
it's exciting.
It is.
It's very, very exciting. I always like to ask comedians about some of the things that are happening in the world at the moment.
Okay.
So your thoughts, your comments on finally this flag from the old days being made hate speech. What do you think, Isaac?
Isaac.
Oh, okay. No, no.
No, Isaac. Yeah, yeah.
No,
it.
No, you go. You
okay,
go.
You go. It. You go.
I didn't see that flag.
You don't know that flag.
There's this thing I believe in. Same applies even in comedy. Why I respect Abundumi, so it's that I always say, you're not a legend, or you are a legend by accident if you're threatened by upcoming talents.
Sure.
I mean, that flag, it's got really nothing to do with me. It's you know, if someone says, "Yeah, I love myself," or "I'm not scared of you," you're not being scared of me, doesn't mean I'm not dangerous no more.
Okay.
You know, so them self-affirmation, loving themselves with the flag. And sadly, I saw an African lady wearing a dress, a regalia of the
old flag.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, so to me, it's like, if people just...
What is she doing? We need to sell her.
We can't, Bobby. It's preference. She loves that. So it's like that thing, like everyone, that's why I said, being territorial is a weakness. They know something, they're feeling a pinch when they start flaunting that flag again.
Okay, so actually it's a reflection of someone's weakness.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
that's
anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like, you guys are weak.
You see how interesting you are, comedians, when you comed. Hey?
You know, like even in a relationship, when you start saying, "I'm the man here," you're weak. Who are you reminding that you're a man? You're a man. It's either someone takes it or not. You don't need anyone's approval to be a man. So these guys, they seek approval to say, "We're still here." That's how lonely they are. That's
Can we holding on to such old things?
Man. That's how nobody cares.
Really.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the thing about change. Change always goes with time.
Yeah.
You know? And then if you fight time, if you fight change, you're going to fight with time also.
And you can't. You'll never win.
Exactly.
You'll never win.
It has to happen.
So Isixhosa, big deal, but hot on your heels is Tsonga. Tsonga.
Yeah.
John Cena, Shoma Josie. I mean, hot on your heels, guys.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
The song is now, at least they've got someone second. They used to have, You remember Thomas Chauke? Okay, you all know him. Thomas Chauke was like
I know Thomas Chauke, yeah.
He's been in the studio.
Signori. Signori was like the Bon Jovi of the Tongas, you know? And that guy, all his songs sound the same. And he's rich, but he's never opened his mouth. No one knows what Signori is saying. Like, Sri Komele, Smoko Mako Samino. Oh, Sri Mako Mamele. Shatonga Tongane, my dad. So it's not new to me when I see. Yeah. You know?
The bass guy always fascinated me.
And then the keeper. So, you know, there's been Signori, there's been Maluleke, there's Benny Mayengani. I mean, it's.
Didn't like, he fill up a stadium? Was that the same Benny? Yes.
That's why when I say, we done.
Yeah, we
done. Not We've that we're giving anyone it. A chance.
Yeah.
We done.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. So with the Shoma Joes, I mean, it's, that she's there. But there's been Shinyor Mbaseni Osiamen. He's been there for years.
Brilliant.
We've listened to him. I mean, there's been Peter Tinet.
Yes.
He was like Freddie Mercury of the Tonga people.
That's true.
The first guy to have... seven wives before presidents could even do it.
Wow.
So there's nothing new on earth. That's what I tell people. There's nothing new.
And I feel like the world is ready for, say, it's been ready, actually.
Well, I mean, let's talk then about your boy Trevor, fourth highest paid comedian in the world. Nomzamo doing her thing and coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
It's been ready.
You think
John
the world's
Cena
been ready?
Walking out and, you know.
To show my Josie's music. Ready.
You know what I mean? You can't see me.
No, I think it's just that, you know, we don't export everything we have. That's how much we love each other.
Oh, we keep it at home because we
the
love
the fact
it.
That Kikwaito never went out. The fact that you could put Chico.
Kikwaito did go out. It's just that they would come here and they would hear it and then they'll go remix it overseas.
Yeah, how about Beyonce saying that she created a new genre?
She can't. Like, for instance. I'm
what?
I'm sorry to say this. You see Chico Twala?
Yes.
To me, he's the same level as Ali Farka Touré, Salif Keita, Morikante. He sang consciousness then.
Back then.
He sang in a foreign language.
Yes.
Afrika zangu ni makombo. But we just kept it quiet. One thing I love about South Africans, we don't seek approval, we don't seek attention. It's like we know who we are.
That's a very interesting way to look at it.
That's why we don't even travel. Not that we can't. Mm. We're cool here. We okay,
We don't travel, we go home.
We go home.
Exactly.
Saturday the 31st of August, that is the date, and it's happening at the Vodacom Dome, which is Vodacom Boulevard, Midrand. You can see Isaac Gampu, Kanyisa Bunu, Loyuso Mandinga, Luphelo Kotwa, and so many more. Ndumiso Lindi and Isaac Gampu, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So nice. Yes.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.